Hello, this is Kelly Sapergia from Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, Canada for Innovations, and today it's part 2 of our 7128 software gamebook demonstration. This time we're going to look at the Inspector Cindy game Death Knell, and then try one of the games to see how it works in conjunction with Jaws. First, let's look at the Inspector Cindy games page, so I'm going to hit number 2 to get to it.
Inspector Cindy and Newport games page. A Death Knell button.
There's Death Knell. There are other games in this series, of course, but you would have to purchase them. I'll press tab so we can look at a few of the titles.
B. The Forgetful Sailor purchase button. C. Old Shull Ties purchase button. D. When Irish Spies Are Smiling purchase button. E. Dead Man's Chest purchase button.
See what I mean about multiple titles? That's pretty good. Anyway, I'm going to hit A for Death Knell, and we'll get some brief instructions on how to play the game.
Loading new game. Death Knell page. Welcome to Death Knell. The objective of this game is to determine the culprit and to determine their motive, opportunity, and method. To play this game, use the A to Z question buttons to question witnesses. Use the map button to go to other locations to question witnesses. Use the history button to review the questions you have asked and their answers. Use the advice button to get hints from Inspector Cindy. Use the solve button to submit your solution. For help, hit the F1 key. For blind-specific help, hit the F2 key. To start the game, press the Enter key.
You can really think of this game as something like a choose-your-own-adventure story, where you're told about a situation and then you have various choices to make, and depending on what choice you select, there may be a different outcome to the story. I'm going to press Enter now, and the game will begin following a message from Inspector Cindy. I think it might be a video, actually. Now, for demonstration purposes, I'm not going to play the entire message because it's almost a couple minutes in length, but you'll get the idea anyway.
Loading data.
Guten Tag. Good day, Detective. I am Inspector Cindy. I am with the Vienna Metropolitan Police Department, on loan to your Newport police. Your Chief Inspector Skye is a close colleague of my superior, Commissioner Rudolf Hauptmann. So, let's begin. What case does your chief inspector have for us today?
Death Knell page. Newport, Worthington Mansion, Library, Constable Duffy. Where are you? You are in the library of the Worthington Mansion. It is mid-morning. The room is elegantly furnished and tidy, scented faintly of lavender. The walls contain tall shelves full of books. There is the body of a young woman in a maid's uniform on the floor. Constable Duffy is present. No one else is in the room. The constable greets you with, "Top o' the morning to you, detectives. We seem to have a dead maid here."
So we've just been told that we're in the library, there is a dead body, and the constable is present. So now we can ask him some questions. I'm going to hit tab.
A button. Who was the deceased, constable?
Okay, we can ask that question, who is the deceased? Or we can ask...
B button. Where was the body found? C button. When was the body found? D button. Who found the body, constable?
Now you don't have to ask these questions in any particular order. You can pick one and then go with something else later on if you want. I'm going to hit A.
Who was the deceased, constable? The butler states that the deceased's name was Nell Langtry, detective. She was the Worthington's downstairs maid.
Alright, let's see what other questions we have now.
A button. Where was the body found?
So as you heard, that question about who is the deceased is not available at the moment because we've already asked that. So now we can ask where was the body found or any of the other questions that are available.
B button. When was the body found?
Let's try that one.
When was the body found? According to the butler's statement, the body was discovered just this morning. It was as the servants were preparing the house for breakfast.
Okay, I think you get the idea of how this game is played, so I'm going to pause the recording here as I ask the constable some more questions, and when we come back, I'm going to show you some of the controls that are available to us.
0. New game button.
Okay, there's new game.
1. Map button.
There's the map button.
2. History button.
History.
3. Advice button.
We can ask Inspector Cindy for some advice.
4. Solve button.
Or we could try to solve the puzzle, but I wouldn't recommend doing that at this time.
8. Controls button.
And there's the usual controls button. I'm going to hit 3 to ask for advice.
Loading data.
Motive, opportunity, and method, detective, and efficiency. Those are what will earn you success in this endeavor.
Death Nil page. 8. Controls button.
Okay. I'm going to ask one more question here. I'm going to select, I think it's B.
Who are the immediate suspects? Currently, the only suspects are the Worthingtons and their servants. Mr. Worthington is in the drawing room. Lady Worthington is taking the air on the cliff walk. Junior Worthington is at the Newport Reading room. Cecil, the younger son, is at the casino. Miss Worthington is here on the archery range. Townsend, the butler, is in the sunroom. O'Brien, the horse trainer, is at the stables. Young Billy, his assistant, is somewhere on the grounds. Margaret, the cook, is in the kitchen. And Hetty, the upstairs maid, is in her room.
I can tell you from previous experience that if you don't ask that question, you won't be able to go anywhere, because obviously you don't know where everyone is. In fact, speaking of going to other places, let's try the map button. So I'm going to hit 1.
You found all the obvious clues here, Detective.
Loading data.
But I suspect that if you return, after inquiring elsewhere, you just might find that there's even more to learn.
Death Nil page. Newport, Worthington Mansion map, A. Newport, B. Hetty's room, C. kitchen, D. archery range, E. library, F. stables, G. stable grounds, H. drawing room, I. sun room. A. Newport button. Has clues.
Just to let you know, that beep that you may have heard while Inspector Cindy was talking, that was actually my braille display letting me know that my battery was wearing down. Okay, so after being told by Inspector Cindy that we found all the clues at the moment in the library, we're now on the map screen, and we can select a different location. I'm going to
just... Be Hetty's room button.
Yeah, let's go
clues.
And let's go and talk with her.
Newport, Worthington Mansion, servant's bedroom. Hetty, the Worthington upstairs maid. Where are you? You are in the servant's bedroom. There are 2 small beds, an old dresser, a simple table, and an oil lamp. Hetty is sweeping up the room. The air is dusty. A button. Good day, Hetty. We are from the Newport Police. May we ask you some questions concerning this crime? 0. New game button.
So as you heard, that's the only question we have available. I'm going to hit A.
Good day, Hetty. We are from the Newport Police. May we ask you some questions concerning this crime? Yes, Detective. I was resting. The shock of this terrible thing has left me all faint. Lady Worthington has let me the day off to recover my wits. But I looked around the room as I lay on my bed and found it quite dirty. So I started to clean it up. I just can't sleep. I am so all late wizzy about Nell's passing.
All right. And let's just ask one more question.
A button. Where were you last evening, Hetty? B button. When did you last see the deceased alive? C button. Who might want the deceased dead?
Well, let's go for this one.
Who might want the deceased dead? I just don't know, Detective. She was such a nice girl. We shared this room.
So that's basically how the game is played. You, as I say, just have to keep going around and talking with everyone that you meet and collect the necessary clues. Just for fun, I'm going to hit number 3 again to see if we can get some advice here.
Loading data.
Sometimes, Detective, you must revisit a location before you achieve success. Just as misfortune keeps revisiting poor Mrs. Stately.
Death Nil page.
All right. Well, I'm going to hit escape to get out of the game and it will save it.
Inspector Cindy and Newport Games page. A Death Nil save button.
There you go. We'll hit escape again.
7128 Software Gamebook 3.03 homepage.
So, that was a brief demonstration of the Inspector Cindy game Death Nil. And while I haven't finished it completely, I really like what I've seen so far. The dialogue is well written, and you really get the sense of participating in a mystery. I also like the multimedia aspect of this game, where you get to hear Inspector Cindy talking to you, whether it's giving you advice on how to proceed or introducing herself. But at the same time, I'm a little disappointed with that because, at least in my opinion anyway, the quality doesn't sound very consistent. One message might sound like it's being recorded in an empty room with lots of echo, which is okay, but then you might get another one that sounds like it was recorded on a street corner on a somewhat windy day. And there was also one there that, to me, sounded like the actress portraying Inspector Cindy was slightly away from the microphone, judging by the volume of her voice. Now, this isn't going to impact the game's playability anyway, but I just think it could be a little better, that's all. Before we exit this program, let's give it a try using JAWS. Now, I currently have speech turned off, so I'm going to turn it back on by pressing insert in the spacebar, and then the letter S.
Speech on.
There you go, we got the DeckTalk Access 32 doing the talking there. And I'm now going to turn off the game voice with the equals key.
Equals.
Game voice is off.
It's off. Okay. Alright, so we're at the main menu, and let's see how JAWS works when we navigate it.
Tab 2, Inspect Assigned to Page Button. Tab 3, Tyler Page Button. Tab 4, Whoople Page Button.
Alright, let's go for...
Shift Tab 3, Tyler Page Button.
One of the Tyler games here.
Enter, Tyler Games Frame, A, Kim's Game Save Button.
Yeah, we'll go into that one.
Enter, to speak to study objects, hit the space bar, Kim's Game Frame.
We can speak the objects by
space.
Pressing space.
Solution, tea kettle, vase, tennis rackets, bracelet.
So we got a tea kettle, vase...
Vase, tennis rackets.
Tennis rackets.
Bracelet.
And a bracelet. So there's that countdown timer sound. Sounds a bit uneven, I think, doesn't it?
To speak the available objects, hit the space bar.
Now you notice it's not giving us all the feedback that we were getting with the Sappy 5 voice, but that's okay. I'm going to type in tea kettle.
T-E-A, space K-E-T-T-A-E.
And press enter.
Enter, table.
Okay, I'm assuming I got that right, it didn't say. But anyway, let's try vase.
V-A-S-E. Enter. Bell.
Well, it must be correct because it's moving to different objects. All right. Let's look for the tennis rackets.
Pail. Ladder. Soccer. Baseball glove. Tennis rackets.
There it is.
Enter. Ring. Pendant. Bracelet.
And there's the bracelet.
Enter. Correct solution. Level up. To speak to study objects, hit the space bar.
We're now in the study period of the new round. And you notice that it didn't give us the crowd noise. Maybe that only happens at random.
Space, solution, laptop, computer, pail, baseball glove, blocks, sofa.
So, there's that game.
Escape, Tyler Games Frame, A, Kim's Game Save Button.
And while we're here, let's try the orchestra game again and see how that works with JAWS.
I, help is F2, orchestra frame.
We're in the game, and I'm gonna hit the space bar to see what instruments are available.
Space, solution, hunter horn, bagpipe, sleigh bells, kazoo, large gong, triangle. Bagpipe, sleigh bells. Kazoo. Large gong. Triangle. Hunter horn.
Okay.
Kazoo.
Alright, so now the play phase has started.
Large gong. Sleigh bells.
There's the sleigh bells.
Triangle.
Triangle.
Bagpipe.
That's supposed to be a bagpipe? Doesn't sound like anything like it.
Hunter horn.
And there's the hunter horn. Alright, well, we'll press enter on that.
Enter. Play hunter horn. Sleigh bells. Triangle. Bagpipe. Enter. Play bagpipe. Sleigh bells.
Okay, I'm gonna try this one.
Enter. Play sleigh bells. Triangle. Enter. Play triangle. Kazoo. Enter. Play kazoo.
Okay. I think I got that wrong, but that's okay.
Large gong.
Oh yeah. And the gong here.
Enter. Sleigh bells, triangle, kazoo, large gong, period, hit, 3T to submit.
I could barely hear the bagpipe and all those other sounds underneath the gong there, I must admit. But anyway, let's see if we got that right.
3, hunter horn.
I guess we didn't.
Bagpipe. Sleigh bells. Kazoo. Large gong.
It's a large gong.
Triangle.
And the triangle. Well, it doesn't matter anyway. I just wanted to show you how this works with JAWS. I'm going to hit the escape key.
Escape. Tyler Games Frame. I. Orchestra Save Button. Escape. 7128 Software Gamebook 3.03 Home Frame. 1. Home Page button pressed. 7128 Software Gamebook 3.
And we're back at the main screen. I'll press Escape one more time.
Escape. Untitled Start Total Recorder. Stop button.
And we're out of the program and back in Total Recorder. Personally, I must admit that I prefer using the game voice rather than JAWS because I find you get a lot more information. And that concludes our demonstration of the 7128 Software Gamebook and a few of their games. I must say that I really like this software despite the bugs that I've mentioned, and I hope that those will be squashed in a future version. But other than that, I think it's pretty good. If you'd like more information about 7128 Software and their products, you can visit their website at www.7128.com. That's www.7128.com. And if you have any comments or suggestions about anything you've heard in this demo, you can contact me through my website at www.ksaperja.net. That's www.ksaperja.net. For Innovations, I'm Kelly Saperja.